find my notes. Okay. Good morning. For those of you who don't know me, my name is Antoinette Wolfgang. My parents are Craig and Annette. They're sitting back there. And when I was at CIY Move, there are just a lot of different activities that you can do. And of course, you have your main morning session and your main night session. What I want to talk about today doesn't come from either of those. What I want to talk about today comes from an optional side lesson that you could go to. And it was talking about observation before interpretation. So I want to open this up with a question. Have you ever seen something and you made an assumption that was incorrect? So I have a really, really close friend of mine. His name is Colin. And elementary school through middle school, we did not like each other. We were on the playground. We had one little exchange of words, and we weren't really fond of each other. And through both of our friends, we started talking more and more, playing games together and just hanging out. And now he's probably one of the closest friends that I have. And it was because I dropped what I said, and I dropped my assumption about him so I could really get to know him. So observation before interpretation is really important because we cannot be assuming anymore. Even if it's just somebody's bobbing their head in an alleyway and you just can think, oh, they're listening to rap. It's like that can lead to bigger problems where you could start assuming about sexuality, or you could start assuming about race. And a big highlight that they said, it said, see the person's not the mistake. And I always I thought that was really cool because, you might see somebody who has a criminal background, and you might instantly, with the snap of your fingers, make an assumption that, oh, he's bad news. But that person could have given his life to Christ. He could have changed his ways. And I feel like that we do this really often without even really understanding or knowing that we're doing it. So some verses that I have to back this up. Philippians 2:4 says, not looking to your own interests, but each of your interests to others. In your relationship with one another, have the same mindset as Christ Jesus. There's James 1:19. My dear brothers and sisters, take note of this. Everyone should be quick to listen and slow to speak and slow to become angry. And then Galatians 3:28, I apologize, this is my favorite one. It's, there is neither a Jew nor Gentile, neither slave nor free, nor is there male or female, for all of you are one in Christ. So I feel like this really backs up that, there's not a fair assumption that you can make about somebody else because everybody's equal in the eyes of Christ.
Hello, I'm Isaac Kuhn, and today I'm going to be talking about the second day in the morning session. Mark Christian was our speaker for that, and he talked about the parable of the farmer and the merchant, which comes from Matthew 13:44-46. It says, the kingdom of heaven is like a treasure hidden in a field. When a man found it, he hid it again, and then his joy went and sold all he had and bought that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant looking for fine pearls. When he found one of great value, he went away and sold everything he had and bought it. In life, you may have to give up the things you really all your things you have for things that you can't replace, like the kingdom of God, because that is one thing that will stick with you forever. Mark Christian used an example of a family heirloom that he received from his grandfather, and how he would not sell it for any amount of money that someone would give him. This is how we need to view God and his kingdom. Now, there's nothing that we would take to keep us from going to the kingdom of God.
I'm Izzy, and my favorite part of CIY, well, there are actually two favorite parts that really made an impact on me. The first was the parable of the lost sheep and the silver coin, and the second was a sermon in which the speaker talked about having every excuse but needing just one reason, which I'll get to later. So, in the parable of the lost sheep, the Pharisees and the scribes were complaining that Jesus received sinners and ate with them. But Jesus said that, just so I tell you, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous men who need no repentance. The parable of the lost sheep was one of many parables we studied at CIY, and it made me think, how would the church look if we saw people the way that Jesus saw them and treated them the way he treated them? Like, we've all heard love your neighbor as yourself. It's easy enough to love your neighbor when they're someone you like, if they're your friend or they're a part of the church. But Jesus did not call us to just treat well others who are similar to us. He called us to share our faith and bring his lost sheep home. And to do that, we have to truly see people as Jesus saw them. Eternal souls to be treasured, no matter who they were or what they'd done. Just like the shepherd treasured his sheep, even though it ran away from him. Or just like the woman treasured her silver coin, even though it was lost. Because those sheep and the silver coin, they represent people and souls, which are precious and treasured to Jesus, no matter who they are or what they've done. And one of the speakers at CIY, he said that we all have an excuse, but do we have a reason? What he meant by that is that we all have an excuse not to approach someone. Maybe we think they're weird or annoying, or maybe they intimidate us, or maybe we've even been wronged by them in the past. I've definitely used those excuses not to approach someone. But all we should need to approach someone and share the gospel is a single reason. And that reason is that everyone is treasured by God, and he calls us to spread his word. Because Jesus extended the same salvation to us, and we're no better than anyone else. So why should we deprive that of someone else because we think they're weird or annoying, or because we're intimidated by them, or because they're sinners, or because we're wronged by them? We're sinners too. So that's why during CIY, I decided to truly commit to seeing people the way Jesus did, so that I may better spread his word and serve him.
Good morning. My name's Ben. Sorry, I'm a little nervous because I said y'all last time and you guys had a good laugh about it. Good work on the good morning. I really enjoyed day two. It was the morning session, and I think it was Mark Christian. I promise I'm not going to steal yours, Isaac. Mark Christian really went on to explain how our relationship is like, with our relationship with God is much like shepherd and sheep. And I know you've heard that before. Bear with me. He dives deeper into that sentiment. He goes on to explain how sheep are kind of ugly, sheep are kind of smelly, and they're really stupid. And you think to yourself, God calls us his sheep? But he goes further on into a story about a farmer and a sheep, and how there was a certain sheep who would leave quite a bit. The first time he left, you know, the farmer would just run out, grab them, put them back with the herd or the flock. One of those. But he put them back. The second time the sheep left, he would have to break the sheep's leg. He didn't do that to be mean. He did that because the sheep thought he knew what was good for him. But much like ourselves, we don't know what's good for us. And much like our relationship with God, sometimes God has to break our legs when we stumble from the path. Yep.
It for this segment. So let me have you go ahead and grab your, no, you guys.